Hi, I'm Jackie, host of The Grown-Ass Woman's Guide and CEO of Grown-Ass Creative, a podcast management and marketing agency that provides career and professional development opportunities for women over 40. What does that mean? Basically, it's twofold. On one side, we work with clients on creative projects, collaborating solely with women over 40 to get the job done. On the other side, we provide workshops and other opportunities for women creatives over 40 to come together, to learn, to exchange ideas, and to basically help each other elevate our careers over 40. Recently, I conducted a survey of over 200 grown-ass creatives. And what I discovered is that 98% of us are either in a job and looking for something different or have a business and we're looking for more clients. Either way, there's transition in career, there's fears of aging out, there's AI coming in, there are younger people coming in doing the jobs for cheap, and there are a lot of challenges that we're up against. However, it's not all doom and gloom. There are so many opportunities out there, ways to elevate, ways to innovate, and ways to use our skills and our strengths in a whole new way. Speaking of strengths, every one of us has our own unique set of gifts and natural talent that enable us to offer tremendous value to our workplace, community, and beyond. But do you really know what they are and how to amplify those strengths? Today, you'll meet Jenny Ketchupaw. She is a VP of talent engagement in the banking industry, where she's worked for 25 years, and she's also a dynamic certified Clifton Strengths coach. Jenny and I are collaborating on a strengths workshop that'll blow your mind. When I first heard her lead this Strengths Finder workshop, probably late 2021, my mind was blown. After I took the assessment and she broke it down and explained what these strengths mean and how best to use them to build our careers and move to the next level, I was absolutely hooked and I cannot wait to share it all with you. So take a listen to this conversation I had with Jenny and definitely make sure you join us for the workshop. It's 2 hours, June 12th, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot, and we're going to be able to connect and take those strengths and do some incredible things with it. So here's my conversation with Jenny Ketchupaw. Jenny Ketchupaw, thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Jackie. I'm so excited to be here.
So as you know, I am the CEO of Grown-Ass Creative, and I recently did a poll asking women over 40 who either work in a creative field or maybe do creative things for their job, or they're a business owner and so they have to do like their own marketing and things like that. And out of over 200 women, 98% are looking for a change in job or they're self-employed and need more work. And so knowing you and knowing how you help people find their strengths and then take those strengths and like blow up their careers with it, I had to have you on and I had to do this workshop, which we're going to tell people about in just a minute. But let me ask you, like, if somebody asked me in an interview, what are your strengths? I'd be like, I'm really good with people. I'm a problem solver, things like that. But that's not what the Strengths Finder assessment and your strengths coaching entails. Can you tell me a little bit about strengths?
Yes. So oftentimes we can really only truly perform from strength and talent, but we often don't know what our strengths or our talents are. And what I really love about Strength Finders, it's these talent themes. So it's not like Jackie's the best at Excel. It might be that you're super analytical.
She's not.
That would be my friend Debbie. But it's really about these natural talent themes. So talent can be different than strength. Talent is like that raw form inside of us, like a raw way of like thinking, feeling, behaving that comes very naturally to us. As you know, my number one strength is positivity. I don't work to be positive. It's a natural way of thinking, feeling, behaving. And then you want to invest in those talents. And then when you invest in those talents, when you spend time in those talents, then you get to strength. And strength is that near perfect performance in those areas. So it could be something like restorative, which restorative, that's our friend Jen. They're fixers. They're problem solvers. They are really good at taking something that's not working and making it better. That is not me. I would much prefer to be like maximizer, which give me something good. Let me make it great. But it's thinking about like the times that you were a kid or when you had success in your life. And it was probably this natural talent theme. And then the more times we spend investing in it, the more we get that true, true strength. I always say like, you know, an elite athlete, they're born with something natural, like some natural talent, but they don't just show up and like get in the pool and win gold medals or show up to the gym and win gold medals. they lean into those talents and they work at it every single day. I'm a much better communicator today than I was 10 years ago. And it's because I've worked at it.
Okay. And so when you say invest in those talents, you're talking about doing the work.
Yes. Which is easy and hard at the same time. It's easy because it should come naturally to you, but it's hard because change is hard and we have to make a conscious effort. We have to make a conscious effort to think about what are my talents and how do I show up and how do I communicate that to other people? How do I connect with other people over that? And how do I raise my hand and say, I want to do more of this because I'm really good at this.
Right. And so when somebody takes the StrengthsFinder assessment, how often do you find that they're like, what? That's my strength?
Well, I would say most people are like, why are you in my head? This is super strange. Clifton StrengthsFinders just hit a milestone. It's like over 30 million assessments have been done worldwide, which is so cool when you think about the science and the validity to it. I did work with somebody once and she was younger. And I remember she was like, I just don't feel like this is me. And I was like, okay, fair. Will you just come with me on this journey? It was a team session. And I want you to really think about like your past, if you've ever utilized these before, or maybe about your future. And then all of a sudden she started crying. And I was like, oh my gosh, why are you crying? And she's like, this is who I've always wanted to be, but I didn't know if it really was me. And so it was really powerful because the way the assessment measures, if you answer the questions correctly and accurately, it's a really good measurement of what's inside of you. Whether you've been doing it your whole life or whether you have natural talents that maybe you haven't even thought about before. Or Jackie, what happens sometimes is the things that drive us and make us talented, maybe other people in our world growing up or as adults have said, that's not a strength, like my positivity. I can't tell you how many times people want to be like, oh, that's not really a strength, but it is. And, or if you're a fixer, you know, the restorative, you're really good at fixing or analytical. You're like, prove it to me. I need the facts so that then I can support you. People often look at our strengths and they might categorize it as a weakness because they don't know us.
Interesting.
And we tend to be in a world where if people don't do things the way we do them, we judge them for that, as opposed to saying, you're different, I'm different. And man, that makes a really impactful team.
Right. You just really kind of hit a nerve because I think, especially the Gen X, you know, grown-ass creatives that I work with, we've been told things about ourselves for decades. Yeah. And so when we start to believe those, right, and we make career choices based on what we've been told who we are, do you feel like taking the assessment and knowing your strengths is like a redo or like a reboot, like a starting the computer over?
I feel so freaking lucky that I took this in my late 20s. I'm in my 40s now. I'm so glad because I feel like it really centered me. And I feel like this assessment, they knew my heart, knew my soul, and it was really nice to be seen. And I feel like over the last, you know, 15 years, I've really leaned into my strengths. It's something that I really feel passionately about. And I think that the more that you can be accepting and love who you are, in the strengths world, we call it name it, claim it, aim it. So name it, I have to put words to my strengths and know what they actually are, like know what communication means, know what discipline means. And then I have to claim it, which is sometimes the hardest part for people.
Yes.
Because you have to say, yes, this is me. I love who I am. This is awesome. How do I use this for good in the world? And then you got to aim it, right? Which is the use it for good in the world. Do more of it. Because when you do what you do best every day, you're more engaged in your work. You're more engaged in your products, your projects. You really feel connected to what you're doing. And that's really powerful. And unfortunately, we tend to focus on what we don't do well, especially I think as women. We're always focusing on like our weaknesses or our areas of opportunity. And this isn't about necessarily ignoring those. It's about finding power partners in the world to help us with those. But when we spend so much energy and time focusing on the areas we're not good at, we're ignoring the areas that come naturally to us. And for entrepreneurs, for people in the business world, for people just in their home life, the more you lean into what you do well, because it comes naturally to you, it becomes easier and you have much more success in those areas.
Right. And on the flip side, if you take that work world or your personal life, and you know the strengths of the people around you, do you find that you're a little bit more accepting the way they do things, you know, that it might not be your way?
Yes. I hope that my friends and family know that my high discipline means I like things orderly and organized, and they know to ask me for that, right? They also know it's kind of like my way and how I do things around the house. But yes, and I think that becomes really incredible because we can start to appreciate the strengths and uniqueness of other people. And we don't then put unreal expectations on other people, right? Because we know what they're capable of. We know what their strengths are. And it's going to be different than ours.
Right. Okay, so somebody gets onto the Clifton website and starts their assessment. What should they expect?
Okay, well, one, I highly recommend the full 34 assessment because that gives you all 34 talent themes in order. There is a top five, which is awesome to have access to your top five. But what I find about the full 34 is not only do you get all 34 in order, so you do know what's on the bottom, which is really accepting because mm-hmm. you can be like, yep, I know that about myself. It is what it
right,
is.
Right. Yeah.
But the report is specific to you. So Jackie, if we share a strength theme, so if we share woo, which is winning others over, my mm-hmm. verbiage for woo in that report is going to be different than yours based on our other strengths, which is only in the 34. So it is such a special, special report specifically for you. You know, we might share a strength and we might see similarities in each other, but it's really based on our other talent themes. And there's 33 million combinations of just the top five, which I always love to say, there's nobody as good as you are at what you do. Mm. And that's kind of the truth, well, right?
Yeah. And I think at this point, like where many women are second guessing themselves, they're wondering what's next. I see many of us like, oh, I'm aging out. I don't know what to do. Like I joke that I'm either going to like be the next media mogul or I'm going to pour coffee for the rest of my life. Like, I don't know. Could go either way. But knowing your strengths and being able to see those combinations and like how to use the combinations, what will they learn in the workshop other than like, here are my 34?
So they'll learn the why behind our talents and what's so important about them. And then they'll learn like a little bit of appreciation for themselves. I always tell people when you get that 34 report to like grab a highlighter, sit in it and like highlight the things that stand out to you that you're proud of. And I think my favorite though is that you hope other people see in you. And that becomes really powerful, right? What do we want others to see us as? How do we show up? And then the really great part of the 34 report is there's action items and blind spots. And we go over those in the session as well. But action items are, okay, so I know this now. How do I use this? And it's a really great way to start immediately leaning into your talents and turning them into strengths. And then blind spots are really hard to read sometimes, but they're very, very accurate. For example, my blind spot for positivity is it's come so naturally that I do believe everything's going to be okay, that I'm way too quick to jump in. So Jackie, if you call me up, you probably have before, and you word vomit on me, I'll be like, it's going to be fine, Jackie, because I know in my heart it is. It's not that I don't, you know, want to hear all of that. It's that I know you're going to be okay. And so the blind spot is not to jump in so quickly, because sometimes you just want to word vomit on me and you want me to be like, that sucks.
Right.
So a lot of my friends know. So because I built this over time and we communicate really well, my friends know, they'll call me and say, I need your positivity right now. I need you to tell me it's going to be okay. And then sometimes like, I don't need it right now. I'm just calling to like on you. And I'm like, okay,
right.
Cool. Tell me when you want the positivity.
So how does that impact you though, when your top strength is positivity and somebody does just want to word vomit on you? Like, do you tell them like, or should you tell them like, you need to go to somebody else for that?
If it's someone close in my life, then I'm always there. I'm always there to listen. But what I have found is now I know I don't do well with negativity. So when people are just negative for the sake of negativity, not like I'm dealing with this and I'm stressed out, but you know, the people that sometimes are just, everything is a problem. I find I shut down and people will notice that because I'm such a outgoing person. So I know this about me. So I either try to like manage around that or I disengage because I know that it's going to be really depleting to me. Like, how can I remove myself from this situation? Right. Which is really helpful as you know your talent and strengths, you know what brings you energy and you know what depletes your energy.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to pay attention to that because like when I look at my 34, discipline is number 27 for me. it's a challenge, but like deliberative, developer, analytical is number 25. Like if you start throwing numbers at me, I'm like, no, thank you. You know, like there are certain jobs that I have said no to because they might have a little bit more of an analytical, you know, I like taking data and like understanding human behavior from that data, but I don't like data for the sake of data. Well, like that to me
comes down to appreciating that we're different, right? That's the whole point of this, is that we are all so uniquely different. I don't need everyone to have my positivity. That would be a weird place to live in. I just need you to appreciate that maybe you don't have that same positivity, but wow, that serves Jenny well in her world, in her role. And that's awesome, because the more that we can appreciate people's differences, the more accepting we are. And then the more we're collaborative, and our teams are freaking amazing when they're different. Yeah. We don't want our teams to be the same. We want our teams to be made up of different people. And we don't want to expect everyone to do the exact same thing that we do. We really want to recognize there's often somebody on your team that loves to do the thing that you hate. And that's really powerful when you can discover that and kind of realign duties around that.
Yeah. And if there isn't, finding someone, you know, and hiring them, because I think there are a lot of people out there who are maybe business owners who are doing all the things and don't really understand how to hire. Like, I can't afford to hire out, but can you afford not to?
Yes. Well, and I'm going to bet that a lot of people in your group might have ideation as a top strength, which is masters of brainstormers. Like, they come up with the most amazing ideas, and like, they can't turn it off, like generating ideas, ideas, ideas. So right? Do you have other strength themes that put those ideas into action? Or do you need to find power partners that are going to either help keep you accountable or going to drive you to action? And so when you start to kind of know that, and you start to know maybe the things that you don't do so well, it's not about fixing those areas. It's about finding ways to work around them or finding people to help you.
Okay. That is it. Hugely important point. We're not looking to fix the things that are not your strengths.
No. You get to accept them.
You're not broken. you're not broken, girl.
My number 34 is deliberative, which means I make really crappy decisions. I don't weigh things. Like, if I'm going to buy a car, I'm like, that one. Like, where someone high and deliberative is going to research, they're going to look at the risk, they're going to go back and forth, and they're going to, by the time they make a decision, it's the most amazing decision ever. Not me. And that's okay. Huh. If I tried to do that, I'd be miserable. And that's the whole point too, is if you're always trying to work in your bottom areas and you're always trying to fix those things, you don't feel energized. You feel depleted. You feel like you're lacking. Whereas if you spend time in your top strengths, you feel powerful. You feel energized. We call it like power and edge. Like, what's your superpower? What's your power? What's your edge? What makes you special? Because everybody has special talents, and we often don't know what they are or how to use them.
Right. So someone takes the assessment, they come, they join us for the workshop, which is, I'm so excited about. We spend 2 hours together. They feel unstoppable and powerful and all the things that we're looking for. And then how are they going to take that and actually incorporate it into their own lives?
They got to do the work. So it's,
what does that look like?
It's not hard. It's just making a conscious effort. Like anything with any type of change, it's thinking about it. So I always tell people, like, put your strengths somewhere where you look at them, and that you see them and you're reminded of that. And every time you have a success or a win, can you attribute that back to a strength? What are the action items you're doing? Like, setting yourself goals each week to like lean into one of your strengths, to learn a little bit more about it, or put it into action, or use one of the action items. What I really love is having people take their reports and having someone that they love dearly read their report, because that family member, that friend will be like, that is totally you. And then you have a strength advocate, because you want people to call out other people's strengths. We call that like being a strength advocate and being able to say like, Jackie, I saw when you used that strength and you rocked at it. That positive reinforcement kind of helps you realize, you know, what you're doing and how to do more of it. And then it becomes second nature. It becomes part of who you are.
Yeah, I love that. Like, surrounding yourself with at least one person who can appreciate these strengths in you so that you feel empowered, as opposed to like on an island, you know, I know I have these strengths, but what am I going to do with it?
Yes. And every strength is a good strength. Sometimes people get what we call strengths envy, where they're like, they're more in the analytical strengths and the strategic thinking. And they'll be like, I wish I had positivity and woo. And I'm like, but are you? They're like, no, not at all. I'm like, we accept what we have and we lean into that.
Right. That's awesome. And then we collaborate with people who have the other strengths instead of feeling envious.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So one of the things I noticed, so you and I volunteer together for We Will and Women Empowering Women in Leadership. And something I was always ashamed of until really I started working with We Will is my way of working. So I'm very last minute. You know, you're like, I'm going to get this done. I've got it all organized. There's a chart. But at the same time, you know, I know what the deadline is. You'll have it by the deadline. It'll be great. But it might not look the same way. And everyone in the group has like different strengths, and it's actually embraced and celebrated. And, you know, like I worked on a promotional video and I was like, yeah, I think I finished probably an hour before the event where that promotional video had to play, but I knew it would be great and I knew we'd be okay. And so how did you like, cause you know, you were part of creating this group of women who come together. How does one like find other people who might have different strengths and be able to work with them?
You have to be open. I think that's number one. We have to be open. And we've talked about this so much, Jackie, but when women support other women, we're really unstoppable. And I think that for a long time, we were all competing against each other. And I think this new generation is starting to realize that when we lift each other up, when we are accepting of each other's differences, when we recognize that we're all uniquely special, and then we support that, that's the secret sauce. That's the secret sauce. And that can happen, I think, anywhere. I think when you get a group of women together that have that mindset of let's support each other, let's respect that we're uniquely different. And then how do we maximize that?
Right. Absolutely.
And I'm seeing that more and more, and it's bringing me so much joy.
Well, you're so positive.
I'm okay with my positivity. And I'm really good too, and you've probably heard this, about communicating about my positivity. Because there's this thing called balcony and basements, where balcony is where we want people to see our strengths, like all the good stuff at that beautiful balcony. Basement is often the wrong negative perception because we don't speak a strengths language. And so I am very good about communicating about my positivity in most like business situations to kind of hit people before they make a perception about me that's incorrect. So the incorrect perception is that like I'm not rooted in reality or I don't get sad. That could be farther from the truth. Probably why I am so positive. I'm crystal clear on what's happening in the world, what happens in people's lives. But if I were to just sit in that, that's not all I can change is myself. All I can really manage is myself. And so I've always, since I was a little girl, I've always thought the best of people, the best of situations. And so I'm really clear on what the reality of a situation is, but why sit in the muck of it? Why not be positive and figure out a way out?
Right. But when you talk about positivity, you're not just saying like, it's going to be okay, but like you'll actually take the steps to make it okay.
Yes.
That's different.
Absolutely. Yes. I think we call that toxic positivity. Right. And that's like that's a thing.
Yes.
Which now that that's a thing, I feel like I have to be even more like conscientious of how I communicate my positivity.
Right.
So that people know.
Right. So how does somebody else who might not have positivity? So I'm just gonna go into my let's see. Activator is my number one strength. How would I communicate activator to someone so that they don't get the wrong idea?
You would be like, I'm very action oriented. I really don't need to sit in another meeting. When you say I really don't need to sit in another meeting, I'm saying exactly what's in your head. Your head says we need to have a meeting about this. You want to do this stuff. So activators are what spur us into action. We're doing this video, right? Okay, great. Let's go. Yep. So it's talking to people and saying, look, I'm an activator, which means I'm action oriented, which means I am really, really good at putting thoughts and ideas into action immediately. By the way, you'd be a great power partner for someone with ideation. Because they have all the ideas.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah. And ideation is my number 10. So, you know, it's up there, but not.
So you're not like bombarded with great ideas nonstop, but they are there.
Right.
They are there.
Right. How much customization is in the workshop?
A lot. If people are willing to share their strengths, then we can make it extremely customizable. So we can really talk about how these five show up and what it looks like and why it might be different from you than it is from me.
Okay, cool. And so can we give them like a little taste of what that might be like?
Yes.
Okay. So here are my five. Activator, relator, strategic, communication, significance.
Oh my gosh. You know, I know
who the F am I, Jenny Ketchupa?
I love it.
Who am I?
Okay. So relators are all about building trust, which I've seen sort of in WeWill as well, right? I think we built trust very fast. But for you, it's really about the more that you build trust, then social depth all the way. So we're actually really good as a team, you and I, because I'm woo. So I'm social breath. There's no strangers. You are like, whatever. Social depth. It's really about going deep with people that you've built trust with. And so together, we're a really great team. But we could look at each other for a second and be like, oh my gosh, we're different. Significance comes in there because it's knowing you made an impact, knowing that you've changed somebody's life, knowing that the work that you've done has literally made some sort of positive and lasting impact. And it's not the pat on the back. It's not like, Jackie, you're so amazing. It is knowing in your heart that you made a difference. And so when you think about like taking action, making things happen, bringing your relator of building trust with people and building those incredible relationships, and then knowing that you made that lasting impact with significance.
You've nailed it, because I don't care about people. Like, I'm actually very uncomfortable if someone's like, oh, you're great. You know, I want to know, like, wow, because of that thing that you listened to me, or you helped me through that I got that job. I got that. I put myself out there. I wrote that book. Like, that to me is when the other person goes for what they want. That to me is success, not making it about me.
Okay. I'm really bad at memorizing. What were the other two? Communication. You said communication?
Yeah. Communication and strategic.
Okay. So communication is our words, right? How we talk to people. You're very quick at being able to come up with the right words, whether it's in your head, whether it's in writing, whether it's speaking at an event, but you're very good with your words. And so being able to, you're welcome, being able to use that again with your relator, like, those are a good combination, because you're building relationships with people and you're building that trust with people and you're using your words to do that. I was working with somebody once and I was so frustrated by the communication until I realized it was their 34. And I was like, why am I trying so hard to make this person communicate when it does not come naturally for them? So kind of accepting of that and then retweaking how we show up for each other. But yeah, communication is really important. And then how you work together, because you're able to communicate your activator. You actually just communicated your significance much better than I've ever heard anybody talk about their significance, because most people are embarrassed by their significance because they don't want the pat on the back. They just want to know they made an impact. And so they don't really articulate it as well. And I think that you just use your communication to talk about significance in such a beautiful way. Like, I don't need someone to tell me. I need to know that they changed their life in a way. They got that job. They got that program. They got that project because of something that happened with me, which goes back to your relator and building those relationships. And then strategic thinking is really great for moving 5 steps ahead, which again, with your activator, is going to be really powerful. You're already on to the project and to the plan and to what we're doing when everyone else might be a few steps behind you. So communicating that to other people and saying, look, I know we've changed gears, or this, like, I feel like with the video, you had a vision, you had a plan, and you're like, let me go. Let me tell you what you need to do. Let me go. And that was like your strategic and activator and your communicate and your significance. Wait, it was all of them together, actually. That video is a beautiful depiction of all of your strengths.
Oh, thanks. I'll link to it. It's, honestly, it's like, I love to ask women questions that where they bring out their gifts. It's all about how to ask, right? Yes. And so I love hearing women talk about themselves in a way that's so powerful and unique and where they really appreciate themselves. So that the video was an absolute joy. Okay. So last question, you've been doing these workshops for a long time. You've been in professional development, education, all this. Tell me like one or two success stories, like people who took your workshop and then really changed what they were doing or elevated what they were doing. Do you have any of those? I'm putting on the spot.
No, I do. So at work, I get to do a lot of one-on-one coaching with strength finders, and it's really powerful. Mm-hmm. And it's a very personal story. But nobody knows who this person is. They don't live anywhere close by. You know, sometimes as women, we have a little bit of imposter syndrome, which is really annoying. And every time I go to coach a man, I'm always like, are they going to like buy into this? And are they going to accept it? And every single man that I've coached, and there have been a large amount, have been so open and so thankful. And I think every time I'm blown away. But there's one in particular that I've been working with. We're still in the middle of it. And he's quiet, so a little different than me, a little bit more reserved, but he always shows up and he does the work. And we've been meeting for well over a year. And he's going through an awful divorce right now, like the most awful divorce. There's so many complicated things about it. And he came to me like, and he told me everything. And this isn't a work setting. This isn't like outside of work. This is somebody that like we work together and we're, you know, both at the same company. So for him to show up and be so open, so vulnerable. And I mean, our sessions are ideally around, you know, leading into your strengths for work, but the whole person shows up. And so the whole person has been showing up and he's like, it's affecting my work, my life. And so we've been able to talk through those things. And he was like, I don't know what I would have done without you, and being able to talk through these things and come up with plans of action. And there's still light at the end of the tunnel, like getting him to realize that maybe the future that you planned isn't exactly going to be the same. But now there's a little glimmer of hope, but try not to have too much hope. And it's like every week that we connect is like something different has happened. But I think he also realized that, you know, he can make it through anything. Like, he's going to be like, you think sometimes like, what's the worst that can happen? And he's like, it's really most important about being a dad to my four kids right now and figuring out what the future looks like. So that was pretty spectacular. And I'm really happy that he's been able to be so open with me. And, you know, maybe it's not the success story that you were thinking, like, I got a new job.
No, it's amazing. But does that stem from working on his actual strengths? Yes.
Yeah. Kind of understanding how he shows up, what he does well, because every day is such a stressful day. And so he has to like chunk it out into what am I good at? How can I do more of that? And how can I use that like at home and with the kids and with what I am doing at work?
Right. So what I'm hearing is that while we're doing this for grown-ass creatives, they will have the opportunity to really encompass this into their whole lives and any of the personal challenges they might be facing.
And I think that's what's most important. It is your whole life. You know, you don't change when you go home. And so kind of having that acceptance of it and leaning into that to be successful in anywhere that you're at.
Yeah. And then you do some freelance coaching as well. So if anyone who joins the workshop, can we give them some information on how to work with you personally?
I love it so much. I get a lot out of it as well, because it's just a dialogue and it's getting people to realize that their amazing potential and kind of work towards what they want.
Yeah. It's awesome. Well, I cannot wait. Yay. I'm going to put the link to register in the show notes and all over the socials and all that good stuff. And we're going to kick some butt together.
Yeah, I can't wait, Jackie.
I hope you join Jenny and me for this incredible workshop coming up June 12th, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. This 2-hour investment will be the best thing you've done for yourself in 2023. All of the details are in the show notes. You can also find them on the website at grownasswoman.guide. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you there. Oh, and by the way, you are a grown-ass woman. Act accordingly. Spring has sprung, and with the change of seasons, sometimes comes an increase in vitality. If you're feeling in the mood for a little more personal time, may I suggest Coconut? Coconut is all about providing clean and natural ingredients when you're enjoying your most intimate moments, with or without a partner. Naturally safe products developed by people who are obsessed with quality. Get 15% off with promo code GROWNASS at grownasswoman.guide/coconut. That's 15% off with promo code GROWNASS at grownasswoman.guide/coconut.